So now it kind of meets an objection here to all of this, right? Okay, fine, first cause, that kind of stuff. Nevertheless, he says, one might well ask, well, if it's possible for God to be self-existent and self-explanatory and causeless, and that is to be the first cause and an ultimate reason, why can't the world be the first cause, right? The self-existent, causeless thing. He says, if we may end our causal inquiry with God, why not stop with the world and be done with it? So we just stop at the world. The world itself is its own self-existence first cause, right? Well, it says the answer here is that the world is not self-existence and self-explanatory. It's not causes, right? It's not an ultimate reason. We know this, he says, by the reasoning of our moral and epistemological arguments that we saw earlier. And so the ultimate source of moral norms, right, if we go back to that argument, of the norms of thought, of logic, is personal and not impersonal. But if God is the ultimate source of these norms, then he is also the ultimate source of the world, and therefore we're right back to God, right? So if the world is... itself the first cause or the self-existent, self-explanatory, causeless type of thing, well, then we're right back to the moral and epistemological arguments. We can't have a personal existence because the world is not personal.
Right.
And without personal existence, then we don't have these other norms that we need in order for rationality and logic and personality and that sort of thing to take place.
Right. Even with the idea that sometimes I think Hawking was one, but others have this always expanding and contracting universe that has been going on forever. But they don't actually mean forever, because at some point the universe didn't expand back, it expanded out, and you still have the point of view where time is a factor, and you need a first cause with even within that model of expanding and contracting.
Yeah, so that kind of oscillation model also breaks down with our known knowledge of the laws of logic. For instance, I'm sorry, the laws of the physical universe.
Right.
For instance, when it begins to collapse, nothing that we know of stops it. Right. It results in a black hole, and nothing can come out of that. And so it even doesn't even, match with the laws as we know them now.
Yeah, we could call that special pleading, I believe, is what what that is. All right, but notice that the final analysis, the cosmological argument, is epistemological in character. Hey, look, we're going back, and then from epistemology, I bet you there's a moral question here. The question about rational causes is really the same as the question about rational order. It shows how, if we assume that the world is rational, we must assume that God is the author of reason. The search for causes and reasons will be self-defeating unless it is willing to rest ultimately in God. And look at that. That's exactly what the Christian worldview says.
Right, exactly. So we get back to this, to the basics here with regard to what he was trying to show.